From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
Well, hello again. On the Road with ADOT. I am Doug, and we're here to talk about all things transportation related. And, well, not all things transportation related. Actually, we're going to concentrate on one thing that everybody is talking about, even though, it's not a whole lot of fun to talk about. But we will, because we'll make it fun. It's about a rather ugly subject, right? And it's called litter and debris and junk. And, boy, people talk to us all the time about it, and they are not happy. And we actually have people at ADOT who spend time thinking about this, strategizing about it, putting together all sorts of great ideas, and then also fielding some of the lovely complaints that we get about this problem. And among these people is Mary Curry, who is graciously donated some of her hard-earned time to come in. She has been clamoring to get on this podcast, absolutely just couldn't wait. And she, when we started this, she said, "Where's my candy bowl?" And we forgot the green M&Ms, and I really feel bad about that, and the Diet Dr. Pepper and all those things. We don't have any of that. Are you still going to be with us, Mary? Are you going to do this?
I am in for the long haul. Thank you, Doug.
You are a trooper. You are going to you're going to get some sort of recognition. I'll make sure that we do that. Okay, so we're here to talk about something that we do hear a lot about, and we get tweets and Facebook posts and letters and calls and all sorts of things, people saying, how in the heck and why in the heck is there so much litter on highways, and why doesn't ADOT care about it? We do care, don't we, Mary?
We care very much. We spend a lot of time cleaning trash along Arizona's highways.
And does it seem like in the last couple of years the problem has gotten worse? And if so, why?
We have discovered that litter, at least what we're picking up along the highways, is about 47% greater than it was in 2017. We've been tracking this for years, and we noticed it over the past 2 years when the pandemic started. Oddly enough, people were driving less and maybe littering more. We're not sure.
Yeah, we've asked some of our brainiest people here at ADOT to take a look at that, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And they're going to come back with some ideas of where, because if we could look at this, this is a problem where we can actually kind of get an idea where it's worse in certain parts of the state than others. Not to throw any part of the state under the bus, it just happens to be that way. The pandemic didn't help, because we lost one. If you look at the litter cleanup as a three-legged stool, we lost, and this is not to disparage anybody else, but we couldn't get some help that we had, and that's coming back, right? We're talking about the inmate crews.
That's right. We were not able to get the help of the inmate crews. Everyone was under lockdown, including Department of Corrections.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a big deal to us.
And why does that hurt us? Because there are parts of the state where they really are essential to what we do.
That's right. ADOT maintenance crews are assisted by Department of Corrections crews. They fill the gap where we're not able to go out and clean those areas. So we didn't realize what a difference it made until I think we lost it.
Yeah. The old, you don't know what you got till it's gone. We could write a song about that. They paved paradise. I'm sorry. We're not doing a music program here. All right. Going back to my old days in radio, which obviously I'm having flashbacks of some sort. If there was one word that you would use to describe the problem with litter right now, what would that be?
I would say that it's a crisis.
Really?
Yes. ADOT collected over 118,000 bags of litter in 2021. And
I mean, that's tons and tons of litter. I mean, if you think about that, how many dump trucks that would fill and how much landfill space that would fill, that's just out there flying around on the roads.
That's right. And that was from data collected from only here in Maricopa County. That is only Maricopa County bags of trash. So that is pretty significant. And like I said, a 47% increase between 2017 and last year.
And the big thing that we want to emphasize is we see this stuff. This is not unknown to us. People complain. And to be perfectly frank, it's frustrating for us at ADOT when people say, hey, what are you doing about this? Because we're not the ones throwing down the litter. We're picking it up. You go into that a little bit here.
That's right. It's I've thought about this so much. And you know, you wonder, how does this happen? Is it an accident? Are things flying out of the back of trucks? Maybe. Unsecured loads. Sometimes mm-hmm. that's dangerous trash. But it happens. We see folks throw cigarette butts out of their vehicle or, mm-hmm. you know, trash escapes when the windows roll down, as evidenced by our litter hotline, litter.az.gov, where the public can report litter bugs. We get over 100 reports a month. So we know what's happening out there. We receive the photos.
So we get people kind of dropping a dime on people who are littering, and then they call that hotline. Repeat that contact information again for if you see somebody littering, who should they contact?
You can give a call to AZ-511. Mm-hmm. Option two, and you can also report online in a chat, and that is litter.az.gov.
And then a little while later, a couple of guys come and rough up the motorists. Is that what? No, probably not. What happens? No.
This is not enforcement. It is education to the public. You're getting called out. Hey, we saw you littering, and
we're litter shaming people.
There are litter haters out there, but we like those litter hater
people. People get very passionate about that, don't they? I mean, the people that are reporting this stuff sometimes really get on, you know, their high horse, which we're glad.
Yeah, litter is dangerous. I mean, up to the furniture bouncing out of the back of a vehicle to the banana peels.
Well, so let's talk about that for just a second here. If you were to go by a highway and see some of the litter, and obviously we emphasize people shouldn't just do that, but if you happen to be in an area where you see a bunch of litter and you see the usual suspects of old water bottles and fast food wrappers and all those kinds of things, there's actually some pretty gross and dangerous stuff too. We know this isn't just flying out of a, and not to get graphic, we don't want to do that, but I mean, there's some nasty stuff out there that we know people are deliberately tossing out, right?
Yes, and that is unfortunate. There is drug paraphernalia. Yep. There are needles. As far as the Adopt a Highway volunteer program, we ask our volunteers not to touch those items, not to pick up anything dangerous, propane bottles. We have professionals that take care of that with hazmat suits and all of the equipment that they need to take care of those things.
But it is pretty disappointing to see that kind of stuff just being tossed out of windows. I mean, it's one thing if, hey, my burger wrapper got caught in the wind and oh well, but this is way a different level.
It is a different level. And, you know, you think, okay, a burger wrapper tossed or lost out of a window. Times that, multiply that mm-hmm. by 1,000, 2,000. Yeah.
So you've touched a little bit on things flying out of the back of trucks. We're talking, of course, about litter and how gross that is. Debris is kind of a similar thing. It's still litter, but that takes it up to a different level. Talk to about how that is. You mentioned furniture and things like that, and we see it. We see, you know, we had a tweet years ago. Was it a tweet? Yeah, that talked about Archie Bunker's chair being in the highway or something like that. Mattresses flying out, things like that. And we can sometimes, if they're off the road a bit, maybe make light of that, but that's really not anything to be that's something to be very concerned about. Tell us a bit about why we really do worry about debris flying out, not just litter but larger things.
You mentioned being on the side of the road. Well, it's still that item still had to come off of the vehicle and make its way to the side of the road. Imagine being behind that vehicle mm-hmm. when Christmas tree, we had a blog last Christmas about that, where Christmas tree was unfortunately not secured on the top of the, I think, an SUV, and it landed in the middle of the roadway. Fortunately, no one was hurt by that, but imagine driving behind that vehicle when Christmas tree is flying at you, imagine the danger. That's the situation where we ask the public to call 911. That's a safety issue. And yeah.
And we have in really virtually every part of the state, but especially in the Phoenix and Tucson metro areas, we have these huge commercial dumpsters at some of our maintenance yards that fill up every couple of days with things like mattresses, old furniture, ovens, ranges, things that were, you know, pretty expensive things at a department store, you know, 20 years ago are now dangerous items on the freeway. People can die if they hit these things or certainly get badly hurt.
And that's right. It has happened in the past where tools and ladders have been hit by vehicles.
So we have a two-pronged message here is that we don't want people just casually throwing junk out of their window, but if you're transporting something, please, you know, get it locked down as tightly as you can. And we do have issues where we have trucks that are going to landfills and there's stuff flying off of that too, but that's just part of an overall comprehensive problem. Tell us a little bit about our colleagues here at ADOT who work out in the field, out in the open, so to speak. They have several essential duties, but only one of them is this, correct?
That's right. Our ADOT maintenance crews, first and foremost, take care of safety items. There are guardrails. There are roadway maintenance items, reinstalling signs. Mm-hmm. Trash is last on that list when they can. And they have schedules. We have regular schedules. Mm-hmm. In Maricopa County, we clean up once a week. But the schedule may be put off. Maybe there are emergencies that have to take place to be remedied first.
So in other words, if there's a, you know, 300-yard section of guardrail somewhere on a highway in rural Arizona that needs to be first marked off as a hazard situation before it can be repaired, that's going to obviously take precedence over taking a day and a half to pick up trash, as important as that is.
Absolutely.
And tell us about these crews. These aren't just people that are vagabonds. I mean, they're talking about when these guys clean up, and women too, when they clean up this litter, they're essentially cleaning up where they live, right?
That's right. This is our home. We love Arizona. We want to keep it grand. That's our motto.
And they get as disappointed. I mean, I've talked to field staff out there, places like Payson and so forth, who say, I got to drive this road every day. I see what happens with the litter. It makes me angry, frankly. And then they're the ones cleaning it up. And but we do have ways to help them. And we have some strategies. Tell us a little bit about some of those things that we are trying to do and successfully doing to help address this problem, other than talking about it like we are right now.
That's right. Recently, we had a large-scale cleanup. We had several large-scale cleanups in the Tucson area, all hands on deck as far as ADOT maintenance. And I think they called in crews from cities nearby to spend a couple days cleaning up. The volume of trash was overwhelming. I cannot remember how. I think it was 44,000 pounds, if I'm not mistaken, in about 3 days.
I think the correct term was a heck of a lot.
A heck of a lot.
A heck
That's
of a lot.
Exactly
More,
what it was.
It's actually was a staggering several tons. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And sadly, if we were to go out there again, as I'm sure we will soon, it's not like it's going to be empty of litter.
No, and within a couple days, we've experienced the calls from the public, you know, unhappy with the trash, and we go back to our records and see that we were just out there 2 days ago, but unfortunately, with the way the wind blows and the whirlwinds, the litter starts to pile up immediately.
Kind of like that guy rolling the stone up the hill, and it gets partway up, and the stone rolls back, and you keep, but we have to keep doing it. Imagine how much worse it would be if we weren't there.
Yes, I imagine that every day.
This is your job to imagine that, and you do a great job of it. Tell us a little bit about what, you know, when we do hear from people in the public, and they look, we understand that this is frustrating for people who see this just as it is for us often say at ADOT, you know, we drive the roads too. We're not sitting in our offices 24/7 and just imagining what the world is like out there. We see it ourselves. What can the average person do? We have a couple of strategies, right? You mentioned already people can call in when they see littering occur. Unfortunately, from a law enforcement perspective, we can't do anything. A law enforcement officer would have to actually see the act take place in order to pull a person over for littering. But there's some volunteer programs and other things. Tell us a little bit about how people can get involved, because we know that as the public health situation has vastly improved over the last few months, as we continue hopefully past the COVID situation, people can get out and about a little bit more, although we never did stop the program. Tell us what we can, or what folks can do to get involved if they really do want to pitch in.
We love our volunteers. And last year we had over 1,000 volunteer groups and about 7,500 volunteers that came out to clean up along Arizona highways around the state. Typically, our volunteer program is outside of Maricopa County. Mm-hmm. It is far too dangerous. We have a sponsor program.
And that's because of the nature of the highways. I mean, people can't really be walking along, you know, 6-lane, 12-lane freeways. It's just not going to be safe.
That's right. But we do have lots and lots of highway open to volunteerism. And we welcome them to check out our site, azdot.gov/adopt-a-highway. And we have...
We've had lots of groups throughout the rest of the state. We've had people doing this for years in some areas, right? Some of the same groups.
Yes, 30 years. We have so many groups around, longstanding groups around the state. But we welcome those that have cabins up north or want to take a drive outside of the city to, you know, for a Saturday or Sunday morning or during the week. We welcome all types of volunteer groups to come out and help us clean a 2-mile segment.
What's that typically like? How long of a time period does it take? What do they do? What do they not do? Just give us a slice of what it's like to spend that time.
Sure. So what I've talked to many volunteer groups over the years now, and a good pattern that I've seen is they get up early. You know, the Arizona sun is hot, and yeah. So get up very early in the morning. Must be at least at sunrise or later. The sun has to be out. Go out for about an hour or an hour and a half. Just mm-hmm. plan to clean up and then be done with it. Make sure you hydrate and you wear closed-toe shoes, and ADOT supplies vests and the trash bags for you.
The safety vest, and you get a safety briefing and
That's
all those
right.
good things.
There's a safety briefing before each cleanup. We want to remind everyone, keep their head on a swivel. It's dangerous out there. Try to carpool and park as far off of the side of the highway as you can, and keep an eye on each other.
So you're basically going to spend an hour and 90 minutes on the side of a road with some friends or some soon-to-be friends.
That's right.
Taking care of a really important situation by getting some of the garbage off the side of the road. So that's a real helpful thing for the state and important to do. And we've got plenty of opportunities from Utah down to Mexico, California to New Mexico, right?
We do. And one of the very important things that we do ask of our volunteers is to report their litter to us. We really want to know what they're doing out there and how many bags of trash that they've collected after their cleanup. Report that back to us in about 3 days, because this is where we get our important data, and we can share with you how much trash is really out there. And it's motivating to the volunteers. They really want to know of the impact that they've made, the positive impact. Last year, our volunteers cleaned up 14,400 bags of trash.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Well, they have about 13 pounds of, no, it's more than that. What's a bag hold?
I'm embarrassed to say this, but it's 13.69 pounds.
So she is the expert. Mary Curry is the expert. 13.69 pounds of trash per bag times 14,000 and change is a whole lot of litter. And there's more out there, unfortunately. Mary, just remind us one more time as we head out of here. And thank you for your time. Some of the contact, again, some of the websites and places where people can get more information about how they can help make Arizona Grand, keep Arizona Grand, clean up some of this litter.
That's right. So reporting litter bugs, litter.az.gov, or call 511. And the Adopt a Highway program, azdot.gov/adoptahighway.
Thank you, Mary Curry. We have a growing state with lots of great things, but a growing problem that needs to be addressed. Litter, please don't do it. It's ugly, it's unhealthy, it's unsafe. I'm Doug. This is ADOT Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, ADOT on the road.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.